Hello again there, folks. Well, back by popular demand, I've been absolutely bombarded with this article from the one and only Afua Hirsch, who's back up to our old tricks at The Guardian. And yeah, you can see why the headline speaks for itself. The racism that killed George Floyd was built in Britain. Well, thanks, Afua. Here we go again. Pay attention to African Americans. Yeah, we have been, Afua, we have been paying. It seems like I've done nothing else over the last week but pay them attention. I wasn't really big on where they tortured the puppy in the middle of the street and threw it around like a basketball, and then later I left it to die and hanged it. Like that, I was paying attention when that happened. I was also paying attention when the old couple got beaten half to death with planks of wood because they didn't want their hardware store looted. So yeah, I was paying attention on that as well. I also paid attention when the white allies had their windows put through and then started begging for mercy. So yeah, I've been paying attention. I didn't mind that last one too much though. The headlines are now describing the US as a nation in crisis, as a protest against the killing of African American George Floyd by a white police officer into their second week. Curfews in more than 40 cities, the deployment of the National Guard. So she's outlining it here, running us down before she's going to hit us with her main point. Because the US is not, if we are honest, in crisis. That suggests something broken, unable to function as planned. What black people are experiencing the world over is a system that finds their bodies expendable by design. Have you noticed the way they do that now as well? They don't talk about, like, say, people, black people. They talk about black bodies. And this is one of those, like, it's terminology, and what they're trying to do there is conjure up whenever, just especially because these fellas run around with their tops off all the time. But what they're trying to conjure up here is an image of this fragile body being like broken down by the machine, by the cogs and the system, and it's like some tank from the Terminator movies that just rolls across the top of these vulnerable bodies which break underneath of it all. So this is kind of the bullshit that she's peddling here. African Americans told us when they lost Trayvon Martin, Sandra Bland, Amon Arbery, that goes on and on and on. Yeah, they didn't tell us. CNN and the BBC did, and the White House did, and the newspapers did. It was a feeding frenzy which lasted for weeks and weeks. In all of those cases that she mentioned there, we couldn't get away from it. It was shoved down our throats night and day. So it's not like they were making this big stand. I mean, this is going to be a recurring theme here, but they had all of the media on their team doing this for them. She's then going to ramble on about the state of, like, black people around the world and how they're oppressed by white people all over the world. And we get in the UK, so we head back home. Black people and our allies are taking to the street as our right to wake British people up out of their fantasy that this crisis of race is a problem that is both uniquely American and solvable by people returning to the status quo. Allies? I mean, your allies? I guess it's a bunch of, like, plucky little revolutionaries fighting against this huge big machine. Oh no, it isn't. It's the Queen. The Queen is one of your allies. Speak about the downtrodden, speaking up to truth to power. I mean, how edgy can you get? The Foreign Secretary, Dominic Raab, said on behalf of Britain, "We want to see de-escalation of all these tensions." If he had bothered to listen to black British people, he might have discovered that many of us do not want de-escalation. We want protest. We want change. We know it is something for which we must fight because many of us have been fighting this all of our lives. I mean, fighting all your life? What you mean is that you're a race-baiting grifter who has a very cushy and very lucrative career, which is facilitated by the very machine that you pretend to rage against. And so the question that you have to answer here, which you never do, by the way, is what changes do you actually want? What do you actually want to see? Because it's obviously you're obviously not really against the system. The system pushes you in my face every day. People like you, the rest of the skintellectual race grifters, like what is say out specifically what it is. I mean, do you want to depose the Queen after she's come out in support of you? What is it that you want to see? They never do it. They just leave it vague and kind of nondescript. So it just means they can complain, riot, loot, and generally get on our nerves forever. That's the purpose. She then moves on to complain about a government report into the BAME virus, deaths being shelled. What the British government did instead is remarkable. First, it emerged that it may have used George Floyd's death as an excuse to delay reporting the disparity in ethnic minorities groups. COVID-19, although the Department of Health doesn't officially deny it, there were reports that the Public Health England review was delayed because of concerns in Whitehall about the close proximity to the current situation in America. But the fact is, the government does this all of the time. And it's because this country is a nut house, and because it's a multicultural society. And so they've also just shelved the report into the grooming gangs. So what they have to do in order to have the multicultural society tick along to one degree or another, they're going to have to stop certain things reaching the public, because it's all built on lies. But it isn't. I mean, the government has to lie every day just to hold this madhouse together. But she doesn't care about any of that either, because she just sees it from her perspective. The government's response has been to appoint Kemi Badenoch, the Minister for Equalities and the Black Woman, to get to the bottom of the problem. We do know about Badenoch's approach to racism in Britain, on institutional racism, a phenomenon that affects minorities in Britain. She has been reported as saying that she doesn't recognise it. On former mayoral candidates Zach Goldsmith's Islamophobic campaign, she helped run it on the black community. She doesn't believe that it really exists. So the governments have appointed an anti-racism czar, and she's basically come out and said, yeah, I don't think there is any. I don't think there is any institutional racism. And you can imagine how much that boiled AFWA's pish. I mean, I bet she turned into that emoji where it's just a blank face, because it cannot even compute the levels of outrage and indignation at such a sentence. Like, they've actually come out and said, well, I'm sorry, but there is none, and your career is a load of horseshit. You can just imagine the face that she made. My own personal protest has been silence. Fuck. All right. Looks like it. Not silence at those protesting, with who I am in full solidarity. What, even the puppy killer and the people with the planks of wood? And to whom I offer my support, my labour, my platform, my time and my resources. But a refusal to participate in the broadcast media, which, when racism becomes, for a short few days, a relevant part of the news cycle, call me in their dozens, inviting me to painstakingly explain how systems of race are constructed. So AFWA's silence amounts to writing a 2,000-worder in The Guardian. And then she goes on to say that whenever racial issues surface, she's like overwhelmed with requests to go on the telly, explain how systems of race are constructed. Let's just take a second to kind of process that, because AFWA Hirsch is saying that the country's built on systemic racism, and nobody listens to people of colour, to the pox, to the diversity, to the black people. And she is like screaming out, we need to be listened to. Nobody listens. The system doesn't listen. And then a few paragraphs down in that very, like the very same article that she says that, she also says she's going to remain silent while she writes a 2,000-word opinion column in The Guardian. And then she says, well, whenever race is in the news, which it is quite a lot these days, she can't even cope with the amount of requests that she gets to go on the television and speak about. It's overwhelming. She has to be doing overtime. She has to do like 12-hour shifts and on time and a half, because there's that much graft for her race baiting in the TV studios. She can't cope with the workload. That's how in demand her narrative is. And at the same time that she's going to say that, she's going to say, oh, nobody listens. Nobody listens to us, even though like I'm working night and day and I cannot cope with all the requests to go on the TV studios. It's just total and utter shite. We are also telling you that as long as you send all children into the world, to be actively educated in a racism, taught a white supremacist version of history, literature and art, then you are setting up a future generation to perpetuate the same violence on which that system of power depends. We are telling you that we need to dismantle, not to de-escalate. Pay attention. So what is it exactly that you want to dismantle? What is it? Is it all the institutions that back you? Because all of the multinationals, everything from the Bank of America to, what's that, the you-know-who's own that, Jerry and whatever it is, the ice cream people, all of these things are coming out in support of you. The Queen of England is in your camp here. I can't even have a PayPal account. I'm not allowed a PayPal account. You can't even keep up with how much graft you've got on telly to peddle your narrative. So all of these institutions, the CNN, the BBC, everything has come out on your side here. All of Netflix, Google, everything, Amazon, everything is on your side. So when you say that you want to dismantle something, well, what is it that you want to dismantle? Is it that the very institution, because you notice that she's not actually naming any institutions. It's just this vague, nondescript category. It's just white people. So yeah, you have the situation where Afua Hirsch is backed up by all of what people call woke capital, including The Guardian itself, because it turns out The Guardian, like, it doesn't actually turn a profit, and it hasn't done for years, but it's got like this hedge fund bailout money waiting for it from the globalists, from the financial elite, so that it can continue running at a loss to swamp the discourse with people like Afua Hirsch. So, and they've got like $1 billion waiting there that they can dip into. Afua Hirsch is directly funded by these globalist institutions. So they want her to come out with this stuff. Why? But then that means that they aren't talking about themselves when she's talking about dismantling stuff. When she's talking about dismantling white supremacy, she's not actually talking about any centres of power in the West today. So what she's actually talking about is just white people. It's just about attacking white people and removing everything they have got left, which isn't a great deal. She's not talking about the elites. She's not. It's not like the old school revolutionaries at all. She's just a tool. She's a hammer, and white people are the nail. Disgusting. Absolutely disgusting, vile cow that she is. Thanks for listening, folks, and I'll catch you later.